pretty swift quick break. Thanks to Megan Sturton, our studio producer. We got Paige Mueller alongside everybody helping out with the Hiawatha Channel as we are now queued up on that. Jake and Boz about to pop back in here as well. You're just joining us. Final day of the 12th annual Thunder Classic here at Nemaha Central High School. Our first of three games concluding just a little bit ago with the girls' third place contest and the Troy Trojans defeating Nemaha Central in that game. That final score was 50-37. As we're about to get you the starting lineups here for the boys' third place game with Nemaha Central in Hiawatha. And Jake,
yes.
First meeting between these two and coming down the home stretch for a third place finish.
It's crazy that we're already at the end of January and we're saying first meeting between Big East League rivals. I mean, Big 7 League rivals. These guys have been playing each other for a long time, and I'm excited about it. Got to talk to both Coach John Thomas over there at Nemaha Central and Brady Jasper from Hiawatha. Both guys says our boys are locked in. You know, again, that adage of a third place game is hard to play. But they got their boys ready to rock and roll. Both these teams felt like they could have been playing for a title today. Instead, they want to go out with a third-place trophy.
Hiawatha boys under head coach Brady Jasper, 11-2 is their record. They lost to 2A number 9 St. Mary's in the semifinals yesterday. That final was 58-54. Let's get you the Redhawks starters. Same goes all week. Carson Henry, a 6'1 senior, averaging nearly 3 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also the point guard, Ethan Morton, a 5'11 senior. He had 16 and 4 threes in the loss to the Bears yesterday. Michael Jensen, 6 foot senior at 9 points per game, set the school record last week for threes in a game when he hit 7 of them and had 26 at home against Jeff West. And then you got the Twin Towers down low, Braylon Steven Morgan, the 6'6 junior, 25-12 this week against Troy. He had 18 against St. Mary's, averaging 19-10 on the season. And then Lane Kessler, 6'6 senior, he had 15 against the Bears yesterday, averaging 11 points, 8 rebounds per game this season. So again, for Coach Jasper and the Redhawk boys, Henry, Morton, Jensen, Stephen Morgan, and Kessler. For John Thomas and Nemaha Central, same goes as yesterday as well and all week. Layton Thomas, a 6 foot senior at 8 points per game. Carter Hike, a 5'11 senior guard, who had 4.6 rebounds yesterday in their loss to 4A number 1 Rock Creek. Jackson Haverkamp, 6'1 junior, 3 points and 4 rebounds a game. And then the forwards, Jack Mackey, a 6'4 senior, and Caleb Schmelsley, a 6'4 junior. Schmelsley, the leading scorer at 12 points and nearly 5 rebounds. The contest. We step aside for a quick timeout. Back after this here on KNZA.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Lucre. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second game of our double or triple dip, correction, coming your way right now with Nemaha Central playing Hiawatha. Boys third place game, 12th annual Thunder Classic. Teams are out on the floor. Stephen Morgan in the red uniforms for Hiawatha inside the circle, jumping against Nemaha Central's Caleb Schmelsley. Third place game here at the Thunder Classic. Opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Jake, Boz, Paige and company with the Hiawatha Channel. Megan and Brandon with you on KNZA. Game 2 of 3. Here we go. Red Hawks from left to right with the first possession.
Meanwhile, Central comes out man-to-man defensively here against Hiawatha.
Hiawatha losing a tight one to St. Mary's yesterday in the semifinals. Thunder had a tough time with 4A number one Rock Creek, and the Redhawks turn it over on their first possession. Here's NC, 25 seconds in.
They're looking for Lane Kessler down low, and that's what Boz and I talked about on our drive home yesterday, was I would love to see Hiawatha really try and get Big 52 involved early today.
Here's Carter Hike with the basketball. Step in front of the free throw line, long pass into the left corner with Haverkamp. Now Schmelsley, 14 on the shot clock, 40 seconds in, no score.
Man-to-man defense here by Hiawatha, matched up across the way.
Here's a handoff from Hike to Haverkamp. Now Schmelsley, 6 on the shot clock, a little fadeaway J from up close, hits off the heel, rebound Ethan Morton, strong hands, and the Redhawks now from left to right.
You see Ethan Morton always take the best player from the opposing team.
Nobody picks up the driver, and that is an easy bucket off the window right side for Carson Henry, and the Redhawks out to a 2-0 lead.
Like to get up and run to the Redhawks, and that time run out opportunity.
You got Hike stopping on the block. Haverkamp straight away, open three, nearly banked it in. Hike the offensive rebound, and then he had it swatted away and out of bounds.
Carter Hike again, he's...
Hut.
Hey, hell, I'm so glad you did it. It's just like a reaction for me. But that time, he's such a wide-bodied man. He's very strong down there on the floor. Not very tall, but he's able to battle for the glass.
He throws it in, left side of his own backboard, into the corner with Schmelsley. Reset the shot clock here for NC, down 2-0, a minute plus into this game. First meeting between these two. They'll play their Big East League matchup on February 3rd right here in Seneca. Here's a right side deep three, front rim no by Leighton Thomas, and cleared away by the 6'6 junior, Braylon Sieben Morgan.
Sieben Morgan and Kessler, I think, have to play massive here in this game again. Now, they have a size advantage, and Hiawatha will most games that they play this season. But how do they utilize the big guys here against man-to-man?
2-0 start for the Redhawks. Here is a elbow touch, and picking, fading, firing, and delivering. Boy, that is off 1 foot, fading away, right elbow. Sieben Morgan for two, Redhawks 4-0.
You referenced Lane Kessler yesterday as Dirk Nowitzki-esque. That was just as much as Dirk Nowitzki-esque. A little bit of separation, faded away off one hand. Nice smooth touch.
Redhawks are 11-2 coming into this one, and that one is taken away. Thunder turn it over. Here's a two-on-one break, sidestep, and right to the rack, all 6'6". Sieben Morgan, you can't defend it.
He's smooth, man, and that Euro step right there, the defender flies by. Can't do anything about it. It's 6-0, Hiawatha.
Thunder down 6-0. They come in at 7-6. Third place on the line here. Floater by Thomas, off the heel, hits the rim a second time and falls off, and it's cleared away by Michael Jensen. Great start here in the first couple minutes for Hiawatha.
Get looking to push.
And swatted away out of bounds on the drive by Morton. Mackey got a meaty right paw on it to smack it away. And the Redhawks throwing it in underneath with Morton at 5:24 to go in the first and leading 6-0.
Looks to get a touch here for Sieben Morgan on the right elbow is where he's posted up right now. Nice screen.
There's Morton off that screen. Sieben Morgan, heavy downtown triple, catches nothing but air. Right there to chase it down for a second chance is Michael Jensen. And he'll drive and float. Nearly got a tough shot to go, and a whistle and a foul going against the Kessler, I believe, inside on the rebound attempt, and it's going back to Nemaha Central.
Yeah, not over the back, but he's with the body, and he pushes through the back on the box-out attempt right there. Lane Kessler does a great job of just popping the ball back out. He swats it, almost just popping it up into the air, but goes too much with the body there, picks up the foul.
3 minutes into this one, 6-0 Redhawks. Hiawatha had their 10-game winning streak snapped in that 4-point loss to St. Mary's in the semifinals yesterday. It'll be St. Mary's and Rock Creek later tonight for the boys' championship. Here's Mackey, short corner right, getting underneath, a little dipsy-do reverse around Kessler for two, and NC is on the board.
Nice move there by Mackey. You mentioned dipsy-do, a little head fake, spin around underneath the basket to lay it in.
6-2, Hiawatha, 4:36 to go first quarter. Morton around to Sieben Morgan, screen, pulling up from the left elbow, front rim no, cleared away by Jack Mackey.
Thunder back-to-back possessions with a defensive stop, looking to push up the floor.
Here's Thomas on the dribble, right side of the floor, now working a little bit closer to the wing, back up top it goes, between the rings, it's Hike. Carter Hike, one of seven 11-man players in football history with over 7,000 career rushing yards, and he gets a dime as Schmelsley cans a triple left wing.
Off the screen, a little pop there by Schmelsley, and Just like that, a 5-0 run here by Nemaha Central with a couple stops defensively.
4 minutes in, 4 to go, 6-5 our score. Jensen, a hard drive. He was bodied up, and he'll miss that one, and a rebound cleared away by Mackey. Here comes NC, Hike right underneath his pass. Oh, boy, tough one. Taken away, turnover by the Thunder. A little two-on-one break. Morton flips it up, can't get it to go. Getting the rebound is Carson Henry. Dumps it to Stephen Morgan right on the right side. Banked in off the window.
And there's just nothing Nemaha can do when Stephen Morgan gets that low on the offensive side of things. So look for that to continue here as Hiawatha stops a 5-0 run.
8-5 Redhawks. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Second of three games here on KNZA. Final day of the Thunder Classic here in Seneca. Here is Schmelzley, left side in the corner, guarded by Morton. Dumps it down to Haverkamp on the baseline. Now Mackey straight away from the free throw line. No go there, and a rebound for Carson Henry.
Good box out there by Carson Henry as he's got Carter Hike on his hip. He's able to clear him out of the lane and get that board.
Stephen Morgan, 6 of the 8 Redhawk points. They have a three-point lead. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Henry around a Stephen Morgan screen. They go under it. Henry knows what to do, and that's exactly what you do when the defense goes under the screen. Carson Henry from downtown.
Yeah, wide open. You mentioned the defense goes underneath, not over the top. That's not how you teach it. I know that's not how Coach Thomas teaches it. It leaves a wide open three opportunity.
And a quick trigger from the left elbow, short by Schmelzley, and a one and done there. Cleared away by Morton and Hiawatha. 11-5, 6-point lead. Stephen Morgan trying to no-look pass. Kessler slaps it down,
wow.
And that one is up and in. Mackey. Fans wanted a foul, no call, but Kessler on the board, and 13-5 now, an 8-point lead for Hiawatha.
8-point lead, 7-0 run here by the Redhawks.
And going inside, you can't do that with Stephen Morgan, the block shot, and then he's tied up immediately with Haverkamp. And the possession arrow is going to keep it on this end of the floor as both teams are going with the almost full line change here. Three bodies for both sides coming in.
I mean, good gracious, 6 minutes into this game, and these boys are struggling right now, but it's a lot of up and down right now in this third-place game. I mentioned both coaches said that their boys were locked in and ready to go, and you can see it right now, the effort, the energy. Look out who just came in, Mason Chulion. He was on fire yesterday for Nemaha Central from behind the arc.
He had 17 points in that loss to Rock Creek, both subbing in three there. We'll get you that info in a moment, but Nemaha Central turns it over. So the Thunder bring on Chulion, Jaden Seitz, and also Caleb Strothman. Alex Ross, Grayson Gilbert, Leighton Moore on the floor right now for Hiawatha. Final 2 minutes of this first quarter. Redhawks by 8 with the ball. Here is Ross with it. Now right side of the floor. It's Leighton Moore. Now Jensen. Back to Morton, left side, guarded by Schmelzley. He'll go left, crossing over. Tough shot. Kissing off the window, diving in from the left wing. That is a difficult finish for Ethan Morton.
Well, that's why he's going next level, right, to play basketball. He's a great athlete, great defender, but he can score the basketball as well.
15-5, largest lead for the Redhawks here. Buck 37 to go, first quarter. Here's Schmelzley wanting a sight screen. Morton fought through it, but Schmelzley will fire anyways. That one is short. Bodies fighting for the rebound. It's in the paint. Four bodies, two for each side on the deck. And they call a tie-up, and it goes back to the Redhawks with 1:28 to go in the quarter. The Redhawks out to a 10-point lead.
And you love to see the effort for both teams. Anytime a ball hits the deck, you need diving bodies. I mean, I coach a fourth-grade team, and I'm trying to instill that in these 9-10-year-olds right now. When a ball's loose on the floor, you dive after that. Get those floor birds, man. I pay Gatorade to beat that if you show up with a floor bird.
That is well done. Sure the kids enjoy that from the head coach.
Dang right.
Hiawatha trying to extend. Why not? Another three. That one missed by Gilbert. And a backside rebound off the miss. Nemaha Central pulling it away with Strothman.
Wanting to push here. Strothman really excited to get down the floor. Look at this.
He'll turn. He'll fire. Missing one off the backboard. Long rebound tipped. And it's into the hands of Alex Ross. Numbers here. Jensen all the way. Layup good.
Nice attack there by Jensen. Just didn't let the defenders even catch up to him. Quick lay-in.
It is 17-5. Redhawks by 12. Final 50 seconds of this first quarter. Chulion's from the elbow. It is high off the heel. Fight for the rebound. Seitz getting tied up inside with Grayson Gilbert. And that'll keep it on this end of the floor with about 9 second difference there between the shot clock and the game clock.
It's an 11-0 run right now for Hiawatha over the last 3 minutes or so. It was a 6-0 start. 5-0 run by Nemaha Central. But since then, nothing but Redhawks.
17-5, 44 seconds to go here in the quarter. A long pass near midcourt to Seitz. Now Chulion's high left. Working it back, head of the circle. Goes between the legs. Strothman a touch. He'll curl around a Seitz screen.
Good
got
touch.
To the rack. Beautiful finish. Well done, Caleb Strothman for two.
Yeah, splits the defense right there. Puts his head down. Gets from left lane line to right lane line to kiss it off the window. Hiawatha can hold for the final shot. But beat that. That was just the third made basket for Hiawatha in this first quarter. They're 3-for-12.
That stops an 11-0 run. Morton on the dribble, 14 seconds and counting. It's a 17-7 margin in favor of the road team in red. Down to seven. Here comes the screen. Stepping back. Morton, a deep one. Rattles in and out. Fighting for the rebound inside. Picked up by Haverkamp. Has a chance to get one off. And he won't get it off in time at midcourt. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. 12th annual Thunder Classic boys third place game. 8 minutes deep. And Hiawatha, a 17-7 advantage on Nemaha Central. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate granite or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys, third place game here at the Thunder Classic. Going to the second quarter. Hiawatha left to right, opening second quarter possession and a 17-7 lead, Jake.
Yeah, great job in the first quarter, I should say, for Hiawatha. Shooting the basketball, I made the comment that it was 3 for 12 for Hiawatha. I meant that for 3 for 12 in the first quarter for Nemaha Central. Hiawatha shooting lights out in this first quarter. On the contrary, that's why they lead by 10.
Morton, a deep left wing three. Boy, that clanked off the left rim. And Jaden Sykes pulling down the rebound for Nemaha Central. Thunder get a stop. Now their first offensive touch. And quarter number two, down 10.
And you're seeing Stephen Morgan back in the game. No Kessler still for Hiawatha. Needs an extended breather here. But Hiawatha has been going the way of it. Braylon Stephen Morgan here early on.
Hike putting the shoulder down, and boy, how about that block by Carson Henry, and he clears it away for Hiawatha.
Carter Hike, man, again, he's undersized height-wise and goes low as his own head that time, but could not get it to drop because of the great defensive effort from Henry.
Henry back up top to Morton. Little hot potato, top of the key to the right side. Stephen Morgan looking for a touch on the right block, but tipped out of bounds by Nemaha Central with the shot clock at 20.
That was kind of an errant bounce pass, and Hiawatha and Henry are bailed out right there. Sykes trying to go get it as it was going out of bounds. Hiawatha retains.
Right into the corner. Three on the way. No good. Missed by Leighton Moore. Sykes the rebound, and he threw an errant pass that's taken away at midcourt.
Good job here defensively by Nemaha Central. They're switching from their man-to-man as they started the game off in. Now they're in a 2-3 zone trying to pack it in down low.
Stephen Morgan steps in. Right elbow jump shot. A little shaded to his right, and that is pure.
You can have two guys around Braylon Stephen Morgan. Sometimes beat tab, but that won't matter. He's so tall, so elusive.
19-7 Redhawks, 90 seconds into this second quarter. Third place on the line here at the 12th annual Thunder Classic. Here's Hike around a sight screen, diving in, doing it again, stopping, popping, banking it in off the window. Carter,
Hike, he had himself a swat against him the last possession. That time, two pump fakes. He got both Stephen Morgan and Henry in the air, able to shoot over both of them, get that bucket. It's a 13-2. Check that now, 13-4 extended run dating back into the first quarter. That was a much-needed bucket for the Thunder.
First points tonight for Carter Hike. 6 minutes to go in this first half. It's Hiawatha leading by 10, 19-9. They got 13 on the shot clock. They're going wing-to-wing with the passing. Left side short corner now. It's Stephen Morgan. Sykes defending. Stephen Morgan backing down, fading away. That one, no. Halfway down, Sykes the rebound.
Right now you're seeing Hiawatha struggle to get some baskets to drop here early in the second quarter. And Nemaha Central, since that zone has been in place, not much offensively.
Thomas a little wild on the drive through traffic. Missed the shot. Stephen Morgan the rebound. Here comes Hiawatha up 10. Into the corner with Henry. Back up top to Morton. Now Stephen Morgan straight away beyond the NBA range line. He nearly got it to go, but the only person in the far corner for the rebound was Alex Ross. Now Stephen Morgan left elbow. That missed everything but backboard. That was a tough one there. Hike the rebound for NC.
Hiawatha struggling offensively right now here in the second quarter.
And Hike took it all the way. Tried to flip it up over Stephen Morgan. That was hard to do. Morton the rebound for the Redhawks. Up the floor. Count it. And one. It's Alex Ross.
Alex Ross that time. They ran their lanes to perfection. Run out opportunity. Quickly up the floor. Ross the benefactor.
21-9 Redhawks. 5:08 to go. Second quarter. A foul with on Strothman, his first team foul number one. Schmelzley and Mackey both checking back in for NC. We'll see Kessler and Jensen back on the floor as well. Also, Grayson Gilbert about to check in here for Ross after this free throw attempt. Alex Ross, 7 of 8 at the line this season. Page with the knock on wood, but announcer jinx, no go there. Three-point play for Alex Ross. Good minutes for him. He comes out. Carson Henry back in. Michael Jensen back in.
Jordan Lewis comes in for the Thunder beat ad, replacing Mason Shulion. And I want to go back to that broadcaster jinx thing. It's not real. Doesn't matter.
Well, we can disagree on a lot of things. We'll see how it transpires. 5 minutes to go until the half. 22-9. It's the Red Hawks by 13. Here's Carter Hike between the rings, 20 on the shot clock. Now Mackey a touch, fresh off the bench. They want Schmelzley down low. Guarding is Henry, flashing is Kessler. They go right back to him. Schmelzley dumps it in, Lewis diving. Now Hike underneath, a little up, a little under, plus two and one.
Yeah, great move, ball movement that time. No Ethan Morton in the game right now for Hiawatha, so that means Henry's got to guard Schmelzley, and that's just a matchup problem. So other help has to come. That shook Carter Hike free. He got his second basket of the game, and Lane Kessler picks up his second foul.
And just came off the bench, looked a little, I don't want to say irritated. He definitely did not want to come off the floor. He just checked back in, but again, just picked up his second foul. Morton right back into the game as well, replacing Moore.
I think Coach Jasper realizes he needs Ethan Morton on Schmelzley because that's where they're trying to run their offense through in the Thunder. As a result, you're going to find other people having to help, and it's going to open up other offensive opportunities for Nemaha Central.
Carter Hike did make the free throw, capitalizing on the three-point play. 22-12 our score. Red Hawks with the possession in the front court. That 10-point lead at 4:25 to go in this first half.
Really extended 2-1-2 now defensively for Nemaha.
Carson Henry got a deep look from the left wing. It's a long rebound off the miss, chasing it down. That's just extra effort for Michael Jensen.
And that's what you have to have against the zone, a long shot. You got to chase down the rebound.
Here's Grayson Gilbert. Now Morton a little hezzy. He'll fire. He's short, and another offensive rebound
double
by
dribble.
Carson Henry, and a double dribble will give it back to the Thunder.
Yep. A lot of kids forget that if you slap the ball down to collect it, that's counted as a dribble. It's called a lot and throughout the game, and people don't realize that. They think, well, I wasn't really dribbling, coach or ref. I was just trying to collect the ball. Now it counts as a dribble. You can't put it back down.
Thunder with the ball down 10, under 4 minutes to go until the half. Here's Hike with it. He's got all five of his points here in the second quarter. Waiting for something to develop. He's being guarded by Henry. Now left side it goes. Jordan Lewis, didn't see him yesterday, but getting minutes here in the first half in this one today. Here's Schmelzley, all the way to the rack. Good,
nice
and
take.
One. My goodness. Through some contact.
Once again, that time, kind of get mismatched on the defensive side if you're Hiawatha. But Nemaha Central wants to go through Schmelzley. He is their go-to scorer. He's their offensive threat. With no Stephen Morgan, you don't have it, or Kessler, you don't have any back-end post players that are going to cause him to stay out of the lane. He goes right down there, and quickly, Coach Jasper, I need size down low. Bring Stephen Morgan back in.
He'll replace Grayson Gilbert. Schmelzley trying to cap the three-point play. He does so and has six here in the first half. Red Hawks 22, Thunder 15, 3:35 to go, quarter number two. And now the Thunder, little press here in the full court.
I mean, look out. I mean, just a minute ago, it was 22-9. This is a 6-0 run here by the Thunder.
Got a little momentum. Now a tough spot to be trapped. Ross able to find it off to Stephen Morgan. He holds the hand out and says, we're good, we're good. Morton left side. Elbow pass into the corner now. Moore on the wing with Jensen. Now Morton in the corner. Nice ball fake. Baseline drive. Through contact on the left block. Couldn't get that shot to fall. Backside board. Carter Hike. Here comes NC. Hike, why not? Coast to coast. Can't put a little English on it, but right there to stick it back up and in is Caleb Schmelzley.
8-0 run now from Nemaha Central. Hiawatha can't buy a basket, and the Thunder are running in traffic.
5-point game now. Red Hawks with that advantage. But NC on this run. Stephen Morgan. Little under, right at the rim, and one. Too deep inside, Jake.
Big time bucket there for Hiawatha, but I feel like we talked about that in the first quarter, maybe. If Stephen Morgan gets the ball that low underneath the basket, you're not going to be able to stop him. So Hiawatha's got to find him early and often, and they do so here to stop the run.
Already 10 points here in the first half for Stephen Morgan. He had 25 in the quarters against Troy, 18 in the loss to St. Mary's yesterday. Can't get that one to go, can't capitalize on the three, but two is good enough to make it 24-17.
And especially with no Kessler, you want him down low.
Here is Carter Hike. Now Mackey, they try to go over the top, but Morton played it so beautifully inside front and Schmelzley for the steal.
I mean, no disrespect to anybody else wearing red and white here, but Ethan Morton is the best defender on this Hiawatha team, and there's a reason why he's on the best player for Nemaha Central.
Here's Ross in the corner, down to 2:20 left in the half, 24-17 our score. Back to Ross in the corner, dribbling out to the wing, up top to Jensen. Now Henry, short corner left. Here's Stephen Morgan to work through contact, defended well by Lewis, and tipped into the hands of Morton, who lost it inside, and it's picked up by Nemaha Central.
Yeah, Thomas that time, great pickpocket. Nice baseball pass up the floor.
Jordan Lewis in the right corner. Gets it back up top here to Leighton Thomas. How about an NBA range three? It's a little bit short. Rebound, Stephen Morgan.
It really looked like Nemaha was going to have a run-out opportunity, but Lewis didn't drive baseline, allowed Hiawatha to get back defensively, and Nemaha Central not the best shot on that possession.
24-17, Redhawks at 1 point down, 12, chipping away. Stephen Morgan spins left baseline, right into a double team, long one-handed pass to Morton on the right wing.
Nice find.
Stephen Morgan from Henry, shot no. Mackey, though, with the foul. Stephen Morgan to the line to shoot a pair.
That went from Morton extended on the right wing to the high post in Ross, down low, or check that, Henry, then down low to Stephen Morgan on the left block. Just a beeline down to Stephen Morgan. You got to find the big fellow when he's on that block.
So at the line, Braylon Stephen Morgan for two. His first one on the way. Good rotation, nothing but net. He's got 11. Three subs in for the Thunder as Strothman, Shulian, and also Haverkamp back on the floor. Schmelzley and also, let's see, Seitz, Haverkamp, Schmelzley, Shulian's, and Strothman, the five currently. Second free throw good for Stephen Morgan. He's got 12 to lead all scores. 26-17, the Redhawks by 9, approaching the final 90 seconds of this first half.
We've seen Hiawatha settle back in a little bit on the offensive end when they find their big guy in Braylon Stephen Morgan.
Here is Jackson Haverkamp getting the start today. Shulian to touch up top. Now Schmelzley gets it on the curl. Diving in left into the corner. Strothman, little pull up from close up. Got the rim to bounce twice, and it fell off, and a rebound for Hiawatha's Carson Henry.
Man-to-man defense has been very well executed here by Hiawatha so far tonight for Nemaha Central. They're going back and forth from zone to man-to-man, and right now they're running a 1-2-2. Extended at the top is Caleb Schmelzley.
Redhawks trying to figure out what to do here, and that's a good thing to do to beat that. How about Leighton Moore at downtown three?
What forces teams out of a zone, B-Tad? It's outside execution. It's a big bucket there for the Redhawks. They're now up by 12.
It's a 7-0 run now by the Thunder, and quickly back up by 12. Final 43 seconds and counting until the half. Morton a near steal, and he does get a steal right at midcourt. Turnover NC. Little
nice
shovel to Jensen, but he missed the layup. But right there on the putback with ease is Stephen Morgan, who's got 14, 31-17, just like that.
Started with Morton and then Jensen and then Stephen Morgan. What a great trio that was for an easy 2 points.
A 9-0 run now towards the end of the half for Hiawatha. Final 18 seconds, shot clock turned off. Here's Seitz with it for NC. Dribbling waist high with the right hand, now a post touch. Here's Schmelzley, 9 seconds to work. Little hop step, fadeaway Jay, off the heel, tipped into the hands of Stephen Morgan.
It's going to be a long night if that one doesn't fall for him.
Final 2 seconds to go. They get it in the corner. This will count. Left side three. It's an air ball by Moore. Had to rush that shot, but nonetheless, how about a 9-0 run for the Redhawks to end the second quarter, and they lead Nemaha Central 31-17 at the halftime break. Let's go to the halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is encouraging you to roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Donated blood supports patients right here in our community through surgeries, trauma care, and life-saving treatments every single day. One donation can help up to 3 people. You make a difference for a neighbor, a friend, or someone you'll never meet, but whose life you'll change forever. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Huffless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show here on KNCA, presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. Paige Mueller and crew at the Hiawatha Channel. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tadman on KNCA. We got Jake, we got Boz. Halfway through our triple header here today. Final day of the 12th annual Thunder Classic. And the boys' third-place game, certainly, Jake, a game of runs in the first half in Hiawatha. How about a 9-0 run to end the first half and building on what is now their largest lead at 31-17 on Nemaha Central?
Before I get into the basketball action, I want to give some love to the pep or the band over there, the pep band for Nemaha Central. They're bringing it today, man.
I thought you were about to give love to the spaghetti in the hospitality room.
Well, I mean, we can do that, too. This hospitality room, I'll tell you, again, we'll get back to basketball in a minute. But I told Boz this yesterday, and I told the people in the hospitality hall yesterday, that this is the best hospitality hall next to Dodge City, in my opinion, across the entire state. And if you're listening and you have a hospitality hall, no disrespect, but, I mean, I like food. If you've seen me at all, you know I like food. And Dodge City does it really, really good. And Nemaha Central, you're number two right now in my book the last 12 years doing this. But anyway, basketball, it's been a great start for Hiawatha. When they've executed the best is when they've had Stephen Morgan and or Kessler down low. That little spurt where they didn't have the two bigs in the game, Nemaha went on a 6-0 run. Coach Jasper said that's enough. He needed to get one of them back in, got Stephen Morgan back in, Kessler in foul trouble. But Nemaha Central's got some things cooking. If they can get Schmelzley off of Ethan Morton on their offensive side, he's going to beat just about anybody else on this Hiawatha team. Ethan Morton is that important defensively for the Redhawks. He has to be on Schmelzley the entire time. Otherwise, Calum can really take this game over.
You talked about Ethan Morton, what he does defensively. We knew coming in how good of an offensive player Braylon Stephen Morgan is and was and is, and obviously he's showing it. 14 points in that first half, including 8 in the second quarter.
Yeah, he's definitely showed up and showed out, but again, his ability in this ball game to do it all from inside the half moon. You know, a lot of times you'll see him step out, shoot threes, bury three or four threes in a game. Right now, no three-pointers in this contest. All of his points coming inside the arc. And that's where a 6'6 body needs to be. Now, I get it. He's a flex wing. He can shoot from the outside. He can handle the basketball. He's a matchup problem. But when you have a size advantage like what they've got, utilize him down low. And Coach Jasper and this Hiawatha team is doing just that. And he's showing you why he's one of the most difficult guards in the state of Kansas, not just here in Northeast Kansas, not just in the Big East, but the entire state. Because the minute he gets within 4 feet of the basket, look out.
Nemaha Central trailing Hiawatha. Boys' third-place game here at the Thunder Classic. 31-17 at the halftime break. We'll dive into the numbers after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Boys' third place game here at the halftime break. Nemaha Central trailing Hiawatha 31-17. Let's dive into some of the numbers. Shooting in the first half, Hiawatha 43% from the floor, but just 2 of 11 from 3. Nemaha Central, they shot 7 of 22. That is 32%. Which included a 1-for-5 mark from behind the arc. One of the biggest stats in the first half was the rebound totals. The Redhawks out-rebounding the Thunder 20-10. Nemaha Central also 6 first-half turnovers compared to just 2 for Hiawatha. 3-for-4 at the free throw line was the Redhawks. Thunder 2-for-2 from the line in the first half. Our stats, as always, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Final 60-second timeout, second half, coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SBIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Jake and Boz, Paige and crew with the Hiawatha Channel, Megan and Brandon on KNZA, excited to bring you the final day coverage. 12th Annual Thunder Classic here in Seneca. If you're just joining us, we are 1.5 games deep. Troy girls, congrats to them. They beat Nemaha Central 50-37 in the girls' third-place game a little while ago, and now we're getting ready to start the second half of the boys' third-place game. Nemaha Central will have the opening possession from left to right, but it's all Hiawatha right now, leading by 14. It's 31-17. Redhawks trying to extend on a 9-0 run that they had put together right before the end of the first half. So here we go. Back to the action. 31-17 our score. Thunder the opening possession. Down 2 touchdowns.
Man-to-man defense by Hiawatha to begin this third quarter. Kessler back on the floor with those 2 fouls.
They set it up. Beautifully done. Can Thomas convert? Yes,
elevator.
He can. Beautiful set. And a 3 ball straight away by Leighton Thomas.
They call that the elevator screen. 2 guys at the top of the free throw line right there setting the pick for Thomas, and he made it count.
His first points tonight, is 24th made 3 this season. 31-20. Hiawatha lead 30 seconds into this third quarter. First offensive touch for the Redhawks. Into the corner with Henry. Dump it down to Kessler on the block.
Good
now
look.
Inside. Beautiful big to big. And Stephen Morgan from Kessler for 2. And Stephen Morgan continuing his hot start. He's got 16.
Again, that's what you got to have when you got these 2 bigs down low for Hiawatha. They can go. I mean, Lane Kessler's one of the best passing big guys I've seen.
Me and Paige talked about it last week in the Jeff West game, just the camaraderie, the relationship and just the IQ of both those guys inside. You see it a lot. You saw it right there. 33-20 Redhawks. 12 seconds here on the shot clock for Schmelzley. Spinning on Morton. Good kick to Haverkamp. Nice ball fake in the corner. He'll drive. He'll float. He'll bank it in over Kessler.
That was a really good attack there. Head fake on the three. Get the defender in the air and then drive in and kiss it off the window.
First points tonight for Jackson Haverkamp. 33-22 Hiawatha. About 90 seconds into the third. Received Morgan back to the bucket. Now he'll step back. Oh, Nemaha Central, lackadaisical effort on defense. Steven Morgan, a straightaway three, 19 in the game. It's 36-22.
I mentioned how effective he's been inside the arc, but you can't forget that he can shoot from the outside as well. And a carry, man, you don't see that called ever anymore in the game of basketball. And a lot of times, Boz just says the OG official. You're not lying about that, calling that carry again. A lot of people say it's a handshake, so the ball's on the side of the ball and you twist it over, it's not going to be a carry. But if that palm goes to the sky, that's a carry every time.
Red Hawks trying to find Kessler down low, and he is tied up.
Ouch.
And curling and landing on top of Leighton Thomas. But it's going to be Nemaha Central basketball. Correction, Hiawatha basketball. Beg your pardon underneath. 24 on the shot clock. They lead it by 14. 2 minutes into this third quarter. Here's Morton in the lane, working left, spinning on high, trying to dump it down. Mackey was in front of Kessler. Kessler somehow gets it back, and he puts up a tough one through traffic. Nearly got it to go. Free throws coming for Lane Kessler.
Nemaha Central starts third quarter themselves in man-to-man defense. And, again, these bigs are just too big, and they're too strong for Nemaha Central right now. Mackey, he's given up at least, 40, 50 pounds that Lane Kessler is just having his way down low.
Kessler knocks in the first freebie. He's got 3 points. Kind of saddled with a little bit of foul trouble in that first half, picking up two early ones. Trying to go 2 for 2. Left that one short. Rebound at Nemaha Central. 37-22. Largest lead for the Redhawks at 15. Early portions, quarter number three. Here's Carter Hike with it. Working on Steven Morgan, left block, picks it up there, bounces it to Mackey, left elbow Jay, nothing but net.
Good flash there by Mackey as he just kind of came about 10 feet away from the basket. It was a short pass for Carter Hike, but he's a good facilitator of this offense for Nemaha Central. Always has his eyes up. It's almost like he's a quarterback on the basketball court.
Bakers doesn't. The advantage here for Hiawatha with the possession. Right side, it's Henry. Puts it on the deck. Gets to the lane and hard off the window. He'll bank it in for two. Carson Henry, the senior, with 7.
Great body adjustment midair. Able to get himself squared up to the basket. Kisses it off the window. Use the backboard, young man.
39-24. Mackey right to the rack. And 1. Nemaha Central. Foul on Kessler.
Yeah, that's going to be number 3 on Lane. And again, a good head fake there by Mackey. You know, he's given up some thickness. They're actually call that on. No, it is on Kessler. I thought Mr. Ebert had it flipped around. 25, not 52, but it is on Kessler's third. But Mackey, a head fake, beats that, able to drive baseline.
Grayson Gilbert checks in for Kessler. Mackey trying to cap a 3-point play. Mackey, 6 points, couple of boards here in this one. It is high off the heel, no good. Steven Morgan, higher than everybody for that rebound. Give him 6 rebounds here in this one. 3 minutes in, 5 to go in the third quarter. 39-26, the Hiawatha lead.
So now Nemaha has the size advantage down low between the Mackey-Gilbert matchup, as Schmelzley still manned up here on Steven Morgan.
Here it is, a little two-man game with Henry curling around a Steven Morgan screen.
Ooh.
And a block shot out of bounds by Schmelzley.
And good help side defense there by Caleb Schmelzley, able to flow with Henry as he went to the basket, smacks it up into the, I guess you call that the stage over there?
Right through the heavy netting of the stage there. 14 on the shot clock here. Steven Morgan gets it right elbow. Back to the bucket, going to work. He'll spin. Tough shot off the rim. No, tipped into the hands of Carson Henry for a second chance and a fresh shot clock.
And if you're John Thomas, head coach of Nemaha Central, you're happy with that defense right there against Steven Morgan. That's a tough shot, but nobody home to rebound.
4.5 minutes to go. Clock moving third quarter. 39-26. Red Hawks trying to bounce back from just their second loss of the season yesterday in the semifinals. Morton forcing a pass to Jensen left side. He'll step back. He'll fire a three, and that one is pure. Michael Jensen, who has the school record for threes in a game, getting one there. It's 42-26.
Quickly up the floor, Nemaha Central. Carter Hike. Oh, nearly had a reverse layup go down, but Mackey's there for the putback.
Little off balance for Mackey in the offensive putback for 2. 42-28, 4 minutes to go, quarter number 3.
Yeah, the thunder struck quickly there, went up the floor in a daze, and able to get a quick 2 points back.
Morton driving, tough shot, awkward stance, a little bit of a body and a little bit of a foul is going to be called. Carter Hike, the shaking of the head, does not approve of the call. He'll be whistled for his first. And team foul number two, Morton to the line to shoot two.
I tell you, nobody in this gym will ever have an argument with the man that made that call right there. Again, it might question it for a second, but then you move on.
42-28, Morton at the line, first free throw, in and out, no good. 16 of 26 for 61.5% at the stripe before that miss. Leighton Moore checks in. Carson Henry getting a breather here for Hiawatha, leading by 14, just south of the halfway point of this third quarter. Second, no. Morton, he missed them both, and a rebound for Nemaha Central. Drew DeSormiers is appearing now in this game for the Thunder, playing limited action this season, but getting some crucial minutes here in the third quarter.
Morton back man-to-man against Schmelzley. Hasn't been able to get a whole lot going here in the second half.
Well, DeSormiers, he gets a touch. Yep, there's the second carry call. And a turnover by the Thunder. John Thomas, he wants a T.O.
He's not happy right now. He's going to take a full B tab with the Thunder trailing by 14.
That timeout brought to you by Schlegel, Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Boys, third place game, 3:33 to go third quarter. Hiawatha 42 and Nemaha Central 28. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake Bond taking in some mid-afternoon hoops. Don't forget those two wrapping up a heavy night of mid-season tournament action. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We got Paige and company on the Hiawatha Channel. 3:33 to go, third quarter. Boys' third place game here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Redhawks have been in control. John Thomas and crew out of the timeout trying to find some answers. They trail the Redhawks 42-28.
Out of the timeout, you know, Coach Thomas not happy, B-Tab, with his offensive effort. Doesn't put anybody else in off the bench from that timeout, but sends two to the scorer's table now.
Morton caught on Schmelzley, left baseline, into the corner with Stephen Morgan, guarded by Hike this time. Now right side of the floor, Leighton Moore a touch. Morton left corner,
good
gets
drive
by Schmelzley, right-handed teardrop is nothing but nylon.
A little head fake and beat Schmelzley baseline quickly. Nice little floater from the senior.
Second basket tonight for Morton. Mackey got to the rim and won. The foul reaching in. Going to be called on Leighton Moore. Mackey with four baskets here in the third quarter alone. He's got 10.
Really impressed with the game of Jack Mackey, the senior here for Nemaha Central in this second half. I mean, this game honestly feels like Hiawatha's up by 20 or 25 points the way the flow has been. But Mackey alone is keeping the Thunder in it.
Well, Mackey was saddled with foul trouble in the loss to Rock Creek, only 2 points, but he's got eight, now nine here in this third quarter alone, and keeping this Thunder team within arm's length. He's got 11, 44-31, 3 minutes to go third quarter. Morton casual, medium pace across the timeline, now a elbow touch. Stephen Morgan going left elbow to right, spinning on that right elbow, stepping in, shooting, missing, fighting for his own rebound. He knocked it away from Schmelzley, but Mackey able to pick it up before it went out of bounds.
Not many people could even get a shot off like Stephen Morgan just did.
Drive in by Strothman. Shulion's the lefty corner three, and there it is. Mason Shulion's a downtown triple, making 11 made triples this season. 44-34, it's down to 10.
10-point game, and Mason Shulion's the southpaw. Man, he's got a smooth stroke, and you cannot leave him that open in the corner.
I've never been more depressed about anything in my life in the fact that I'm a righty and not a lefty, and that is a nicely soft-touch free-throw line jumper by Ethan Morton. He's got six, and it's back to 12.
Yeah, again, that was a much-needed basket for Hiawatha, kind of stymied the run from Nemaha Central.
Schmelzley had it ripped away inside, and that's going to be a foul on Schmelzley. Hiawatha fans wanted an intentional foul. Again, that is the definition, if you look it up, as a frustration foul on Caleb Schmelzley after he turned it over.
The officials just called a common foul, a hold right there on Schmelzley. But, yeah, great effort there by Leighton Moore, just ripping the ball away.
46-34, Redhawks. They lead it by 12, 2:05 and counting third quarter. And led it by 10 at the end of one and 14 at halftime. Redhawks ended that second quarter on a 9-0 run. There's Alex Ross in the corner, bumped out a touch. Now Morton, quick pass into the corner. It goes, it's Moore. Back to Morton up top. Right side on the wing, a minute 50 and counting. 15 now on the shot clock. Not using the screen. Backed out into the corner. Morton, a little hesitation. Offensive. Dribble, offensive foul. Mason Chulion stepped in front, took the charge.
Yep, and you kind of saw that coming as he was driving baseline. Morton was kind of, right before that one was called, he was leaning into his defender, backed up, did it again, and the slight extension of the arm, they're going to call that every single time.
Minute 40 to go in the quarter. Thunder get a stop. They're down 12. Both teams, three fouls apiece in this quarter. Schmelzley just in front of midcourt, dribbling waist high with the right hand. A one-handed bounce pass to Mackey. Backdoor, Chulion's lost the handle. Has to get it out to Strothman in the corner for three. High arcing off the rim. Rebound high for it, Carson Henry. He's trapped in the corner, gets it off to Morton. Here comes Hiawatha with numbers. Down the middle, Morton still on the dribble. Now he sees he doesn't have numbers anymore, and he backs it out. He'll go into the paint, float one up, and float one in. Morton did that all by himself, and he's got 8-6 in the third quarter alone.
That's tough to do what Ethan Morton just did. He basically ran two defenders off of himself and then ran into the lane and floated it in.
Schmelzley through contact, couldn't get it to go in the lane, and a foul called. He'll shoot two.
Schmelzley is just trying to take this game over for Nemaha Central. You go back to that previous three that was missed. That three gone had been a nine-point game, but they miss it. Hiawatha gets a rebound and gets a Morton bucket. This is back up to 14.
Schmelzley's free throw, hits the rim twice, falls off, no good. 70% at the line this season, very good in that category, but that one not there. Gets Stephen Morgan back into the game, replacing Grayson Gilbert. A couple of subs in as well for Nemaha Central. On that switch, Jaden Seitz back in, also Caleb Strothman into the game as well.
So with under a minute to go, barring this free throw, make or miss, Nemaha Central has stayed in this game. Hiawatha hasn't been able to separate a lot of that, I feel like, because Kessler's been on the bench with those three fouls.
Second free throw good by Caleb Schmelzley. He's got nine in this game. 48-35 Redhawks, 55 seconds. Clock ticking south here, quarter number three.
Still man-to-man defensively for Nemaha Central. Now they switch down to a zone.
Carson Henry, right corner, looking for a pass inside, deflected out of bounds. They're going to say it's a turnover.
Yep.
Off the Redhawks.
They had just switched to a 3-2 zone, extending that pressure to the perimeter, and it caused a little bit of confusion by Hiawatha on that pass.
43 seconds and counting, 11 seconds the difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Here's Schmelzley, Brady Jasper, yelling at his crew to get one stop here. Chulion, they might have it. There's a steal. Turnover by the Thunder. They have numbers, a 3-on-1 break. Turning, shooting, banking it in. Leighton Moore, he's got five.
That was a huge defensive stand right there for Hiawatha, and a quick run out to extend the lead up to 15.
50-35, final 18 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
We'll hold for one. Looks like Coach Thomas pulled out his play sheet out of his pocket.
So it's Schmelzley working on Morton. 8 seconds to go up top. Now gets left. Wing shot. No, off the heel. Stephen Morgan the rebound. 3 seconds here. Stephen Morgan stops, launching from 70 feet, tart off the backboard. Might have cracked the backboard with that much strength. And we go to the end of the third quarter with Hiawatha leading Nemaha Central 50-35. It's the boys' third-place game here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. We're back in 60 seconds. Fourth quarter action after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Third place on the line, boys bracket, both annual Thunder Classic. Redhawks leading the Thunder 50-35. These two teams are going to meet in a couple of weeks at Hiawatha in their Big East League matchup, but right now the midseason tournament finale between these two. 50-35, Thunder down 15 with the opening fourth quarter possession. Back to it, Schmelzley, hop step in the lane, and Tier drops one in over Braylon's even, Morgan, and Schmelzley now in double digits with 11.
He's able to elevate in the lane, beat Tad, and get himself some space over Steven Morgan. And DeMoss Central with sights on Henry right now, top of the key, man-to-man defense. They switched to zone late in that third quarter. Hiawatha was able to exploit it just a little bit, so back to man we go.
17 seconds on the shot clock. No hesitation. Leighton Moore just short on a three, but Steven Morgan gets the rebound. Had it blocked at the rim by Schmelzley.
Wow.
And an extra effort to save it underneath.
What a great play by Caleb.
Going to the rack. Getting one up. No good. Jaden Seitz, an offensive rebound, and he's fouled underneath by Alex Ross.
Go back to that last drive by Steven Morgan, B-Tad. He had a wide open lane, but Schmelzley able to swat it and then have the wherewithal to grab it and save it back in so Nemaha Central can get out and run.
Well, the Thunder, remember, Jake, scored just 17 points in the first half. They scored 18 in the third quarter. Only problem is the Redhawks scored 19.
Yeah, but hard to catch up when your opponent scores more than you, huh?
Here's Jaden Seitz at the line. He'll knock in the first free throw. Appearing in his 11th game this season. Of course, key cog in that state championship football season. He was the second leading rusher behind Carter Hike. Seitz now 7 of 8 at the line this season. Just north of 2 points per game. His second, good bend to the knees, and that one just somehow trickled out. And fighting for the offensive rebound, it's Haverkamp back to Seitz. He can't make it. Ball still being tipped around, and Schmelzley had a look, and he finally puts it in.
Man, multiple offensive rebounds right there. Ball tapped around, and who comes up with it? Caleb Schmelzley, who's trying to will this team back in it. They're down 10 here with 6:50 to go.
It's a 5-0 run to start this fourth quarter for Nemaha Central. It's 50-40 Redhawks. Here's Jensen high left on the wing, being closed out now by Schmelzley. Man-to-man here, Julian's guarding Morton, holding at the right hip, waiting for a play to develop with 11 seconds on the shot clock.
No Stephen Morgan in the game, so Kessler's trying to get open down low, but Seitz not letting him open.
And an offensive foul potentially, or no, a foul's going to be called, I think, on NC.
Yep, Schmelzley was trying to fight over the top of the screen, ran right through Ethan Morton, who set the screen.
And what do? Always acknowledge good sportsmanship.
Yep.
Schmelzley immediately right over the top to Morton to help him up.
With no Steven Morgan out there, Kessler's having to be that force down low.
They dump it into Kessler, right back into the corner. Fresh shot clock here for the Redhawks. They lead it by 10, early stages of this fourth quarter. Morton head down into the corner. It's a three by Moore, left it a touch short. And a rebound is Jackson Haverkamp. Here comes NC. They can get back to within single digits on this possession.
Good box out by Seitz. Kessler wasn't even able to come close to that rebound.
Julian's around a screen, puts his head down on Jensen, curls it up and in, three contact.
How did he get that ball up on the window, B-Tad? I don't know, but it got through there and spun in with some English.
It is 50-42, and all of a sudden, quietly, a 7-0 run has made it an 8-point game. Into the corner now again, more thought about it. Now Jensen back up top to Morton with 17 on the shot clock. Now works the dribble a little bit left, and an offensive foul away from the ball. Illegal screen going to be called on Carson Henry, and a turnover by the Redhawks. Momentum here for NC. Uncle Mo, as Jake would agree.
Absolutely. Uncle Mo, he likes to slide from sideline to sideline sometimes. But right now, with Steven working on the bench, NC's been able to start this fourth quarter out great, an 8-0 run. And just as we mentioned, Steven working looking to check in next dead ball.
My prediction, if NC gets a bucket, I think a timeout might be brewing for the Redhawks. Here's Seitz down low. He lost it out of bounds, and he turns it over. Never mind.
No timeout needed right there, B-Tad, because Seitz, yeah, that was good dig down that time. Helping there was Leighton Moore with Kessler, who was guarding Jaden Seitz. Hey,
we get the timeout. Anyways, despite no bucket by Nemaha Central, I'm an incredible athlete.
Nostradamus to my right.
5:23 to go, fourth quarter, 50-42. Hiawatha, a full, will follow suit. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanksgiving a little bit tight in the fourth quarter as Nemaha Central has trimmed a 15-point deficit with a 7-0 start here in the first 2.5 minutes of this fourth quarter. Jake, it's all of a sudden an 8-point game out of the timeout.
Again, you got to go to, you know, Coach John Thomas has been doing this a long time, and he's got one of the best coaches as his mentor and his own dad, okay, from Jackson Heights. We're going to actually know there's recognition going to be happening of the 1976 Grand State Champion. The last Grand State Champion was coached by his dad back in 1976, but he knows how to get his kids back focused in the game, and their defensive adjustments have been nothing but superb here in the second half.
The level of coaching that we have in this Big East League, I think, is top tier in the state, both girls and boys. Out of the timeout, third place on the line. It is an 8-point Red Hawks lead. Let's see what Coach Jasper drew up out of the TO. 20 on the shot clock. There's Stephen Morgan. Kessler in there as well, down low. Jensen spinning away from Chulian. Right now, Nemaha Central defending that post presence well. 10 seconds now on the shot clock. Jensen up top with it. Goes left to the Kessler screen. Mackey switching. Now Henry curling. Back up top, Morton. A little ball fake. 3 seconds. Stepping back. He has to take a contested three, and he buried it. Yikes.
I don't think that's what Coach Jasper drew up in that timeout, B-Tab, but if he is, he's a phenomenal play caller, because with 1 second on the shot clock, contested three hits bottom for Ethan Morton.
It's got to be devastating for NC. 33 seconds of incredible defense negated by a tightly contested desperation three and a foul called on the other end.
That was Carson Henry, I believe, holding on to Strothman. So Strothman to the line to shoot a pair.
Strothman just south of 71% at the stripe, and that one a little bit short. So it's 53-42 Red Hawks, just south of 4.5 minutes to go in this one. Don't forget, we got one more game ahead after this one. Girls' championship game. Excited for Hiawatha to try to keep their undefeated mark going against number 7 and 4A Rock Creek. Right now, 53-43, as that second free throw was good by Strothman. Here's Morton with it. Now Stephen Morgan right side on the wing. Back up top, Kessler between the rings. Puts one dribble down. Right side pass to Morton. Nearly had it taken away. Yeah. And a little bit handsy there. A bump and a foul on Schmelzley.
Yeah, again, that's good effort there by Ethan Morton to keep the ball alive. Find his dribble. And Schmelzley couldn't keep himself back quick enough. Good hustle, but call for the foul. Carter Hike will come back into the game, B-Tad. This is the first time we've seen him since the early part of the third quarter here in this game.
They'll check in for Haverkamp. Fresh shot clock for the Red Hawks. They lead it by 10. Coming up on that halfway mark of quarter number 4. So NC here, man-to-man. Morton on the dribble, high right. Works it back middle of the floor. Now left wing. Into the corner with Henry. Curls around to Stephen Morgan screen. Kessler has it up top. Picks it up after one dribble. Hands it off high right. Now Morton up top with 17 on the shot clock.
Julian's on Morton now as Schmelzley switched down to Stephen Morgan.
Here's the touch. Stephen Morgan spinning, getting two bodies in the air, and that's well played. He'll draw a foul.
Yep, head fake, get the guys in the air, both Mackey and Schmelzley, the two bigs for Nemaha Central, trying to trap him, but Stephen Morgan too big, too strong, and too smart with that ball fake.
Well, probably would have preferred Mackey to pick up that foul because Schmelzley now has 4. Stephen Morgan at the line, leading all scorers with 19. And the first is pure. 20 in the game for Braylon Stephen Morgan. Now 3 for 4 at the line in this game. 68% on the season. Next one on the way. In and out, no. Rebound NC. 11-point Red Hawk lead at 3:44 to go.
Yeah, even with 4 fouls, Coach John Thomas has not taken Schmelzley out of this game. He will play the rest of this game with those 4 fouls until that 5th one comes, if it does. Too important.
Yeah, no doubt. Here's Schmelzley right block. Behind him is Morton. Puts a shoulder down. He'll get one up. He'll get one in. Schmelzley for 2. He's got 15.
Yeah, Coach Thomas wanted an and one right there. Schmelzley did get his left arm kind of chopped down a little bit, but able to fight through contact, get the bucket. It's a 9-point game.
3:20 to go. 54-45 Redhawks. Morton on the dribble, guarded by Chulion's man-to-man. Gets inside the 3-point line. Now in the paint. Lost his footing, and he's going to be called for a travel. Hiawatha bench wanted a foul, but no go. Turnover, Redhawks.
Hiawatha was begging for a foul there. Even a tie-up would have been in their favor. And nevertheless, the turnover as Morton hit the deck with the basketball in his possession.
Big possession here for the Thunder down 9 as we're at the 3-minute mark to go here in this fourth and final quarter. Third place on the line here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. So much good basketball all week. These two still have another meeting in early February in the Big East. Strothman. 13 on the shot clock. Precious time coming off here for the Thunder. Schmelzley driving in from the right wing. Defended well. Mackey, a touch inside. There's a big to big, and Mackey for two.
And they give the timeout to Coach John Thomas, but what a find. Schmelzy goes baseline. Mackey flashes in the middle of the lane. Nice dump off in a bucket.
It is 54-47 Redhawks, 2:38 to go. That timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, Page and Crew, Hiawatha Channel, Jake and Boz alongside Megan, Brandon, here on KNZA. We still got one more game to go, but nonetheless, every time it feels like the Redhawks are putting this game away, the Thunder, they have different ideas because they just keep making things interesting here down the stretch. But again, just 2:38 to go. Both sides here trying to draw something up.
Well, they're a team that doesn't give up. There's no fight that is not going to, or that is going to stop here from this Thunder team. But what you're seeing is more of a concerted effort. You know, you mentioned precious time coming off. They were waiting for that play to develop, a very long developing play, but it finally happened when Smelsey goes baseline. Hiawatha running man-to-man defense. Maybe see Coach Jasper switch back to zone on the defensive side.
So out of the timeout, Redhawks leading it 54-47, 2:38 to go in this game. Redhawks will have the ball, working the full length of the floor. Andy Mahal Central matching up full court. Dump it down to Jensen real quick, as he'll work it softly into the front court. Angles left near side, back middle. Now far side pass, Ethan Morton on the wing. Guarded heavily by Shulions, hounding Morton, but he gets by him. Gets to the free throw line, right side on the wing to Jensen. 18 on the shot clock, 2:20 left in the game, and the Thunder get a turnover. They force it.
Trying to get a lob into Kessler, but good job there by Jack Mackey, fronting that, tipping it away.
Here's Schmelzy, down seven, he'll pull, he'll hit, left wing, long deuce, and Schmelzy with 17.
This was at 1 point, but he had a 17-point game, and now it's a 5-point game and a foul on the trap. It looks like,
I think they're going to get Shulions with this one, but Hike in the mix as well. It is on Mason. That is his first, and team foul number four. 2:02 to go. It is a 5-point Redhawks lead, as you mentioned, a 17-point deficit that the Thunder are climbing out of.
That is four team fouls now on Nemaw Central with 2 minutes to go.
Next foul on the Thunder. We'll put the Redhawks at the line. Jensen into the front court, shoving off Strothman a touch and backing out near midcourt, near side. We're under a minute 50 to go, and it's now a 5-point game. Massive possession, both sides of the ball. Kessler up top, two dribbles right, picks it up on the wing, hands it off right there to Henry. Down to 14 on the shot clock, 1:39
nice
in the game. Henry,
on.
Nobody picks him up, and he takes it all the way for two.
Give credit there, Lane Kessler set a screen about 15 feet from the basket, sealed off the defender, nice blow by.
56-49, right back up the floor, drawing a foul is Caleb Strothman, he'll earn two.
Yep, Strothman knows that now time is of the essence with 1:27 to go. Carson Henry picks up the personal, sends Strothman to the line for two.
So Henry picks up his third, team foul number four, both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Strothman at the line for two, his first, high arcing, nothing but net. He's got four and is 2 for 3 at the line in this game.
Still a two-possession game no matter the outcome of this free throw. Watch for Nemaha Central on a make, maybe to call a timeout, but either way, they're going to jump into full-court pressure.
Two big free throws made there by Caleb Strothman. It's a 5-point Redhawks lead, 56-51, minute 27 to go.
A little defense for offense here is giving a little bit of a break for Schmelzy as Jackson Haberkamp comes back in.
Schmelzy also with four fouls. Here's Morton with heavy pace into the front court. Steven Morgan left side on the wing. Ike reaching, and there's a foul. Steven Morgan to shoot two. 1:21 to go. Redhawks leading by five.
I'm not sure if that's what the game plan was for Coach Thomas, to foul already with 1:21 to go as he's pulling Carter back to talk to him here. A lot of time still on the clock with the shot clock. That's what makes the shot clock being implemented a game changer in late game situations.
I really approve of the high school shot clock, no doubt about it. Here's big free throws on the way. First one good by Steven Morgan. He's got a game high 21 points. 57-51 Redhawks. Buck 21 left in this one.
Makes this free throw, makes it a three possession game. And Schmelzy will come back in for Jackson.
Haberkamp out, Schmelzy back in, offense for defense here. Steven Morgan, we mentioned, 21 points tonight. He had 18 against St. Mary's yesterday, 25-12 in the quarterfinal win. That one rattled out no good. So he goes 1 for 2. It stays a two-possession game, 57-51, minute 15 and counting. Biggest possession on offense tonight for Nemaha Central. Schmelzy on the block, offensive foul.
Yep, and that's the fifth on Schmelzy, and that's how his amazing night will come to an end. Caleb Schmelzy put the team on his back in the second half, really. Yeah, but right there, Ethan Morton knew what he was going to do. He was going to try and body him down, and did a good job there defensively, forcing that fifth foul.
Coach Jasper for Hiawatha wants to burn a timeout here. I believe it's a full. It is a full. Let's do it. We'll follow suit. 109 to go in this boys' third-place game at the Thunder Classic. Redhawks trying to survive. They lead the Thunder 57-51. We're back in 30 here on KNZA.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coming down the home stretch, late portions of this one at Nemaha Central High School. Boys' third place game here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Jake, Boss, Paige, Hiawatha crew. Megan Brandon on KNZA out of the timeout. 57-51, Jake, 69 seconds to go.
Big time possession here offensively for Hiawatha after Caleb Schmelzy fouls out with the offensive foul. Can they get the ball in, A, and B, can they get it into the hands of somebody they're confident shooting free throws with? Still a two-possession game, so Nemaha Central, they get a steal here in a quick bucket. Makes this game very interesting.
Redhawks are just 3 of 8 at the free throw line here in the second half, and I'm sure they're going to get multiple opportunities. Long pass near midcourt. It's a jump ball, and it's taken down by Stephen Morgan, and somehow scurries it off near side to Carson Henry with a minute to go, leading by 6.
Yeah, that's what you can do with 8 or Braylon Stephen Morgan, isn't it not? Just chuck it up, let the big man go get it, and a foul will be called. They were looking for a jump.
Well, Stephen Morgan appeared to be in the mindset of, I'm not giving this ball up, I want to go to the line. So Jackson Haverkamp picks up the foul. Free throws coming for Stephen Morgan, who's had, once again, a big-time ball game. 56 seconds to go. Stephen Morgan, casual, puts the first free throw in. He's got 22, a game high. It's 58-51 Redhawks.
Makes it a three-possession game, which is huge right now for Hiawatha. And then on the back end of things, you just got to D up.
Taking his time. Second one on the way. In and out, no. Rebound, Jack Mackey.
Nemaha Central's got to go quickly. Watch out for Shulianz, who's camping up in the corner.
51 seconds and counting. Hike dives in, kicks it back out. Here's Strothman. Gets to the free throw line. Mackey straight away. Got to look from three. That is off the right side. Might have barely grazed the rim. And a rebound from Morton. Gets it off to Henry. Gets it up the floor. Stumbling a touch. And
no,
we get travel. A travel. Okay.
Yep.
34 seconds to go. Thunder get it back down 7.
Yeah, ball was kind of poked free there defensively, and Hiawatha just speeding themselves up, and they don't need to right now when you're up by 7.
Carter Hike picks it up. Got to have it here if you're Nemaha Central. You need points quick. Hike, short corner right, picks it up. Julian's in the corner. Nice ball fake. Settling, firing a 3. Yes. Julian's with a monster 3. He's had a great week of action, and it's a 4-point game with 25 seconds to go.
Mason Julian's averages 4 points per game. But I've seen him make more threes in the last 24 hours than he's probably made in his life here. And I got some backstory on him. Assistant coach Kelly Williams told me that Mason Julian's was that kid that was on those travel basketball teams growing up, that when it came across half court, he would shoot it from 30 foot, 35 feet, because he was that confident in his shot. And you've seen that kind of explode onto the scene this week.
Well, I'll show you that 2 made threes today. He made 3 yesterday. He had 5 made threes all season coming into this tournament, so he has doubled up his made threes. But nonetheless, the Thunder had to have it. 58-54, they trail by 4, 25 seconds to go.
And they got 2 timeouts through Nemaha Central in their pocket. So, again, 2-possession game right now after that 3. This is where those missed free throws right now by Hiawatha are starting to creep back into the back of their mind a little bit of, man, if we would have made those, we'd be up by 3 possessions still. However, if they foul here and make 2 free throws, it's still a 2-possession game. And when you got the deep threat of Nemaha Central, especially with Mason Shulion, this game is far from over.
So the Redhawks, 3 of 4 at the free throw line in the first half, just 4 of 10 from the free throw line in the second half. Out of the timeout, Redhawks by 4, 25 seconds remaining in the game, 58-54 is the tally. Once led by as many as 17, they get it into Morton, and he's quickly fouled. It took off maybe a second at most.
And that's okay if you're Nemaha Central, because you only take a second off. Julian's picks up the personal foul, just his second
But Ethan Morton, these are big free throws here for Hiawatha. 11 points in this game for the 5'11 senior, third team all-league last season. Ethan Morton. Two dribbles, settles, fires, in and out. No, he's 0 for 3. Now at the free throw line. Stays a four-point game, 23.1 on the clock. Second one by Morton. He got it. So he goes 1 for 2. It's a 5-point lead. 59-54.
And that one free throw was very vital because now Nemaha Central does need to either get a quick two or get a three right now.
Carter Hike in between the rings, down to 16 seconds. Thunder need to get something up quick. Here's Mackey to the rack. Gets by Kessler, missed the shot, fighting for the rebound, whistle, and a tie-up. And it's going back to Hiawatha. 10 seconds to go and a 5-point lead.
If that basket goes in, you're getting a timeout from Nemaha Central down by 3. A great effort there by Stephen Morgan to corral that rebound and get the tie-up.
And a timeout going to be called by Hiawatha. 10 seconds to go. They lead this game 59-54. We'll step aside for a quick 30. We're back to wrap this one up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeout on KNZA, presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Just 10 seconds to go in this one, Jake. Hiawatha with a 5-point lead, 59-54, with the possession out of the TO.
Now the alternate possession arrow will flip back to Nemaha Central. So Coach John Thomas during that timeout is telling his guys, we got to get a 5-second call immediately, or if they get it in, try and tie it up. Don't foul right away. Try and get a jump ball to alternate the possession back. But a big-time opportunity here for Hiawatha.
Redhawks trying to go 12-2 and run up the floor. Stephen Morgan, hammer time, two-hand jam, an exclamation point. It was emphatic. 61-54 and a whistle and out of bounds. Thunder turn it over, and that's all she said in a row for this one tonight.
Exclamation point on the night. Raymond Stephen Morgan's been having a great ball game, and what a play drawn up there by head coach Brady Jasper. Just says, go the length of the floor, young man, and hammer this one home.
It was a fun game, but Hiawatha will get a third place finish here at the 12th annual Thunder Classic. They take down the host, Nemaha Central Thunder, 61-54. Jake and Boz will have the postgame show coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Outdoors Real Estate postgame show continuing on here right now live from Nemaha Central High School. The Thunder Classic third place boys game goes the way of the Hiawatha Redhawks, defeating the home team here today in the host Nemaha Central Thunder 61-54. Jake, Boz, Brandon, Paige, Heather, everybody here here in Seneca this afternoon. They're about to start the three-point competition here in just a minute, and it's a great tradition that they do here during the Thunder Classic, as Boz will be joining me here in just a second. We'll talk with head coach Brady Jasper here in just a little bit, as well as Hiawatha bounces back after their only second loss of the season yesterday at the hands of St. Mary's, and they come back to get third place in this tournament against the home team, Nemaha Central. They go 2-1 in the tournament, and Hiawatha improving on their season record now of 12-2 on the year. Boz, that was a really good ball game that we just took in. We expected it, but, you know, you saw Hiawatha get up by 19 points at one point, but a Nemaha Central team led by one of the best coaches in the area that's been doing it a very long time, no quit in the Thunder.
Yeah, it looked like Hiawatha was going to kind of run away with it at one point. They were executing well. They were knocking down shots, everything going right for Hiawatha. But I'm telling you, you can't ever count out Nemaha Central. They're still a very, very good basketball team that does a nice job of executing offense. There wasn't a lot of panic. Even when Nemaha Central got down,
yeah,
they still stayed with what they do. They're very methodical in their offense, and they were able to kind of chip away at that lead and really made a really good run down the stretch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Caleb Schmelzy, a big part of that for Nemaha Central. He did foul out with just a couple minutes left to go in the ball game. He finished with 17 points to lead all scorers. Final statistics tonight presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help when you need it, or the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanky, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff here. Our final statistics tonight for Nemaha Central in the loss tonight, as mentioned, led by Caleb Schmelzy. 17 points in the ball game tonight. He did foul out with just a couple minutes to go in the game. 13 points for Jack Mackey down low for the Thunder. 8 points for Mason Chulion off the bench. 5 each for Caleb Strothman and Carter Hike. 3 points for Leighton Thomas. He averages 8 a game, but the Redhawk defense definitely kept him in check. His only 3 of the ballgame came to begin the second half on an elevator screen. 2 points for Jackson Haverkamp off the bench, and then 1 on for Jaden Seitz on a free throw. For the Hiawatha Redhawks, no surprise in this one. Braylon Steven Morgan leads the way with 24 points on the night. Also had 8 rebounds in the effort for the victory for Hiawatha. 12 points for Ethan Morton, 9 for Carson Henry, 5 points for Leighton Moore, 5 for Michael Jensen, 3 points each for Alex Ross and for Lane Kessler. Kessler tonight, he struggled to stay out of foul trouble, didn't get to play, I would guess, in this game, Bob, that his game time minutes, probably maybe 10 minutes of action for Lane Kessler, just battling foul trouble throughout majority of that ball game. But Hiawatha able to improve to 12-2. Nemaha Central falls to an even 500 at 7-7, and the Redhawks take the third place trophy here this year at the midseason tournament, the 12th annual Thunder Classic. And right now we've got the three-point contest going on right now. There's every school able to provide somebody to participate in this. This is the Seneca Lions Jerry Odom three-point shootout, and it's a fun thing, and it's a tradition, Boz, that I think sets this tournament apart from the other tournaments around the area.
Yeah, there's only one other tournament that I've been to where they've done a three-point competition as well as a free-throw competition. That's at the Tonganoxie tournament.
Yeah.
Pretty cool deal, though. Each team gets to enter somebody to get out there and see what they can do from the beyond the arc.
Yeah, you got Engelman from Troy shooting right now, and Chesney Cochran from Jackson Heights shooting right now. We're not going to interrupt Coach Brady Jasper. Just wanted to give him that opportunity to jump on and talk. He'll be back, you said?
Yeah, he was going to talk to his boys in the locker room real quick and then come on back.
Okay, so for right now, we got Megan in studio. We got a little extended post game here as we prepare for the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks at Rock Creek Lady Stangs for their championship game is momentarily delayed because of this three-point competition. So, Megan, I know we had 6 minutes queued. If we can burn 3 minutes of that right now, we'll step aside, come back, and wrap things up here on the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. We'll have our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of downtown Hiawatha player to bank on in an interview with head coach Brady Jasper of the winning Hiawatha Redhawks. After this three-minute timeout, you're listening to the Thunder Classic here on 103.9 KMZA.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Hi, keeping you informed, this is Kansalands News.
This is The List, your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at mscnews.net. Our top story this evening is the weather. Preparations are underway for the winter storm approaching the local area, with state transportation officials reminding motorists to be prepared for the conditions. That comes as current weather forecasts show bitterly cold temperatures and several inches of snow expected across the state starting Friday morning and extending into Sunday. The Kansas Department of Transportation encourages the public to limit travel because the conditions can be dangerous for motorists, as well as cause issues for highway workers who are working to clear the roads. MSC Radio Network Chief Meteorologist Bill Spencer echoes that danger faced by travelers.
If you have to go out, make sure people know where you're going. Your cell phone is charged up. You got to have a heavy coat, have a blanket, flashlight. Your cell phone has to be charged. If you happen to spin off and you go into a ditch and you're sitting in your car because you have to because the windshield is horrible, make sure the tailpipe, the exhaust pipe, is free of snow, else you get carbon monoxide.
Snow amount predictions vary by area in northeast Kansas.
No injuries were reported in an early Thursday morning Hiawatha house fire. Hiawatha Fire Chief Patrick Sheldon said the Hiawatha Fire Department was dispatched shortly after 5 o'clock to 501 Pottawatomie Street. Upon arrival, he said crews found the north side of the homes, first and second stories, fully engulfed. Sheldon said the residents were home at the time of the fire, called 911, and were able to exit the structure safely. The fire was brought under control around 7 o'clock, and crews remained on the scene until nearly 11 o'clock Thursday morning. The state fire marshal was dispatched to investigate. Sheldon said no determination has been made as to the cause of the fire. The Robinson and Horton Fire Departments assisted, along with the Hiawatha Police Department, Brown County Sheriff's Office, and Town and Country EMS. Onega USD 322 will host three community meetings to share information about a March 3rd bond election to fund facility improvements. The first meeting will take place this Sunday at the Wheaton Fire Station. The other two meetings will be on Saturday, February 7th at the Havensville City Hall and Sunday, February 15th at the Onega High School Auditorium. All three meetings will begin at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, with facility tours available before and after the February 15th meeting. The bond proposal is divided into two main questions, with a total potential for $12 million in funding if both are approved.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jay Greg Boz back with you, Kate, Brandon, Heather, the whole crew for the Hiawatha Channel, as it's a Thunder Classic here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Continuing on with our post-game show presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, you is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Super thankful to be joined here by head coach Brady Jasper of the Hiawatha Redhawks. And coach, you guys able to bounce back from the loss yesterday to improve your record on the season, now getting that next win, now 12-2 on the season. Tell me a little bit about the resiliency you saw from your team. The opening jump, you guys seemed like you had your, like running with your hair on fire, got to a big lead. Nemaha makes a run, but the resiliency of your team to hold on to that lead and then push it back late.
Yeah, I thought that we started the game really well. We got out to a lead. We were doing some really nice things there on offense, getting some easy shots at the goal. Nice thing that we had a lead, too, because Nemaha is a good team. We had a lot of fight in them today, and no lead was safe with them, as you could see. It got back really tight there towards the end.
Tell me about Braylon Stephen Morgan. I mean, he obviously gets a lot of accolades, and he's deserving so. But tonight, 24 points, 8 boards. It almost seemed like when you guys needed a bucket, it was number 25 that was getting his hands on the basketball and making something happen.
Yeah, he's been an exceptional player for us this season so far, and I think he has a really high ceiling and a lot of potential to have big games night in, night out. I'm hoping, and I feel this way, but I think his best basketball is even still ahead of him. I think he's going to have a great month of February, and I hope he can just keep it up.
No doubt about it. Let's talk defensively. I'm a big fan of Ethan Morton. I've seen you guys play a few times this year. But defensively, you know, when you guys decide to go man, you're going to go best on best. And Ethan Morton, I would suggest, is your best defensive player. What is it about him that's got that motor and that ability to shut down the opponent's best player?
Yeah, he's been terrific on that end for us. It's not uncommon for us just to kind of match him up with the other team's best player and hope that he can try to shut him down. And he's really quick. So he can guard quick players. He's also physical and very prideful. He can guard around the basket and give us a lot of rebound support too. He's has good lateral quickness and a good sense for the game, and just really pleased with what he's been able to do for us.
61-54, Hiawatha places third in the Thunder Classic, 12th annual, with that win over Nemaha Central, the host team. Tell me about that last time out, you know, in the huddle when you guys draw up that final play. That really was the exclamation point, the Stephen Morgan dunk on that runaway.
Yeah, well, we had had some pressure from Nemaha there in the previous possessions, and we weren't breaking open very well, and we'd even taken another timeout to try to design how we wanted the ball to come in, and that didn't work very well either. So that one there at the end was good. He was able to get free, and that was a good finish.
No doubt about it. Well, Coach, tell me a little bit about it as we look ahead of the second half of the season. A long grind still ahead of you, but 12-2, what's your thoughts right now as you're looking ahead at the next month and a half?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I think we still got to keep ourselves focused. It's hard to believe that we've only played just a little over half of the contest.
Yeah.
And that would be the same for everybody else in the area, too. It seems like we've been at it here for a couple months, and we're in the thick of it, but we really have a lot of basketball to go. And I hope that we can find another level. I hope that we can improve in some way or some part of our game, because I don't think we should be satisfied with where we're at right now. So
no doubt, Coach. Well, I appreciate you taking some time. Congratulations on placing third this year. Great win, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thanks a lot. Yeah. I sure do appreciate the coverage from you guys and the support. It's been really good this season.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Before I let you go, though, I got to get your thoughts on the next game. We got a girls' championship game. Your better halves out there are going to be coached on that bench. What do you expect from this game?
I tell you what, you know, they've been able to win all their games so far, and I just enjoy watching her coach those girls. I enjoy watching those girls play for her, and they're just a tough group. I know Rock Creek is maybe thinks they got some advantages in some way, and they're going to be really hard. But you almost, Stacy's team is just so hard to beat. You almost have to just kill them to beat them. You know, they're just that tough, I think. So.
No doubt about it. Well, I appreciate you again, Coach. Go get some food and enjoy this next game.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, head coach Brady Jasper of the Hiawatha Redhawks, thank you for joining us here in the postgame show. One final business, the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, player to bank on, Braylon Stephen Morgan, 24 points, 8 boards in the contest. We'll send it back to the studios, and Megan, we'll send it back to you, Megan, and we'll bring it back here in about 8 minutes as we've got tip-off of the girls' championship game here in the 12th annual Thunder Classic. It's Hiawatha Rock Creek girls coming up in about 8 minutes here on FM 103.9 KNZA.